Hello and welcome home.
Hi everyone, happy Monday.
Happy Monday, it's been a while. Nice to see you all up there.
Yeah, it's nice to see you all. We have a lot to talk about tonight, a whole lot. It's going to be quite a show.
So get a beverage, get a snack.
Yeah.
Could be a couple, 4, 5, 6, 12 hours.
No, it won't be that long. But we do have a lot to talk about tonight. So before we get started, as usual, please share this with your friends on Facebook because it helps. Also, if you are new watching or if you're not watching,
I was going to say, if you're not watching.
No, I didn't say that. If you're new, I'm so tired, you guys. You'll understand in a few minutes.
If you're not watching, why?
Rewind. You got a little live broadcast. Let us know where you're watching from. In the comment section. I didn't mean if you're not watching, I mean if you're not new. Or anybody who's watching, please let us know where you're watching from in the comment section.
If you're watching now, if you're watching an hour from now, if you're watching Tuesday.
Yeah. Or you can always put replay in the comment section so we know if you watched live or if you watched on replay.
That's right.
Right?
Definitely.
Right.
We have a cat that's making a lot of noise.
I know. Okay, so the ice cream truck was out back playing Christmas music a few minutes ago. I don't know why.
This is a tape show.
So things are going to be, you know, we got our usual distractions. But again, lots to talk about. So you want to go ahead and do your thing, Scott?
Hello, welcome to MSM Weekly Live Show number 118 for February 21st, 2022. I'm Scott.
I'm Michelle.
And like she said, we have a lot to talk about. So we're just going to get started here. It's been 2 weeks since we've been on.
Yes.
Or actually, we missed the last two Mondays. So it's been.
Right, because we've been like super, super busy. So last week was a week ago. Yesterday was my birthday. Also, thank you all for the wonderful birthday messages and well wishes.
4.6 million happy
birthdays. There was a lot of happy birthdays, and I did read them all. So thank you so much. You're very sweet. That was really nice of you.
I did. We were driving to Disney because that's where we spent her birthday, and she's like, "I can't get through them all." I'm like, "I don't really think they expect you to reply to comment to each one of them."
No, but it was very sweet of you, and I really do appreciate it. Okay, so I thought first we have so much to throw in, so
let's get started.
So I'm going to say again. We're really tired. We did the amazing race Orlando on Friday, which we're going to talk about in a little bit.
We can't tell you who won.
No.
Was it us? You'll never know.
And then yesterday I went to a techno pool party at Tampa's Hard Rock. So I am like wiped out.
She was wiped out before the party. And so we're still feeling the effects of Friday from the amazing race. So.
Yeah, it's crazy and hard. Let's rewind. We're going to talk about my birthday. And I'm also going to say that some of tonight's opinions are not the opinions of everyone in the mainstream house, that they are ours. And observations, shall we? I'm going to try to get him to not be super snark about certain things. No promises. But I'm going to try because I feel a bit snarky about a couple things myself. So,
and I can pick that up about six notches.
You have been warned.
You've been warned. So sit back, relax. Put on your recorders if you want to send this to somebody.
But we're going to try it. Okay. So anyway.
I will refrain.
Well, no, because I have a few things. And again,
bring it home.
All right. Anyway, so my birthday. Okay. So, it was just over a week ago. We, of course, went to Magic Kingdom because that's what we do for my birthday. We got to see the new Cavalcade that came out that same weekend, which was a bunch of characters, mostly Pixar, with some, like, God.
Would you say it was more unique characters that you don't
especially
at Magic Kingdom?
Yeah, I would say that it was, there's a lot of characters to see, which was really fun. But that wasn't the main reason that we had went that day. We went because we're celebrating.
It was
a
Super Bowl.
Oh, it was Super Bowl Sunday. That was my birthday. So, yeah. See, wasn't it nice of them to throw like a little football game
at
a concert on my birthday?
Tell you what, that was expensive. You have no idea how much that cost.
Thank you, honey. You're so nice of you. So we went to Steakhouse 71 for my breakfast. My birthday breakfast that morning. Which was the Wave for those that aren't familiar.
At the Contemporary.
So it actually, the food is I got to eat there at lunchtime during the media event for the anniversary celebration in October, but we went for breakfast, and I'd say it was very comparable to how they do things at the way there's still no buffet yet.
Yeah, it's still not the buffet, so you order off the menu the meal you want. But we went there last year for her birthday, the way for breakfast,
yep.
And it was very good. And that's why we decided to do that again this year. Plus, it's so close to the Magic Kingdom, so it just works out pretty good for that.
It is nice. So they had some special Valentine pancakes happening. It was
chocolate chip pancakes
with some sort of strawberry icing and a little bit of fresh strawberries. It was so good.
And then a raspberry maple syrup with chocolate.
Yeah, so like a fruit maple chocolate syrup.
Which was really good.
It was really, really good. And I did eat it because birthday calendar.
Look at that. Lynette Anderson shares your birthday.
Well, happy birthday. Happy belated.
She was actually born on Friday the 13th.
Ooh. I was on the day of the month. Oh, no, when I was born.
And Trisha's brother was also born on
February 13th. That's so cool.
Shane was born on the 12th.
Happy birthday, Shane.
Shane beat you.
You know who else? So you guys know I'm a huge dork about certain things. Shock. Did you know that Peter Tork from the Monkees is also born on February 13th?
Wow.
And I love the Monkees, even though Davy Jones was my favorite monkey, but Peter was my second.
What does Mickey know?
I know.
Sadly.
But yeah, so Peter Tork was born on February 13th.
I did not know that.
Now you do. The more you know. All right, anyway.
I should record with James Brown.
With James Brown?
James Brown, the Godfather.
Okay, there
of
you go.
Same.
All right, anyway. So wait, we're already taking sidebars and veering off.
I wasn't joking about the 12-hour show. We're going to do this to raise money for Give Kids the World.
We went from cavalcades to chocolate chip pancakes to Peter Tork and the Monkees all in a matter of like a minute.
And now you got to reel us back in.
All right, let's go back.
So the wave. Are we done with the wave? Or are we still eating? I had the...
Are we done with the wave? Are we still eating? What did you have?
I had Walt's hash. Walt's prime rib hash. It was really good, actually. And it came to me, and I was like, that's awesome. It didn't seem like a lot in the bowl, but it really was filling. And then I, of course, had to order a side of the cheese and bacon grits, which are very good.
Yeah, and we ordered it. Okay, so here's one thing I thought was kind of a ripoff, was the pastry baskets, $10, and you get four little pastries. No,
it was five pastries, so they were $2 a piece.
Well, a little muffin.
2 bites.
I mean, I, for some reason, I don't know about you guys, but like if it's a birthday celebration or something of the sorts, like I want to eat all the bad things all day. And I've gained weight since my birthday, Disney calories do count. I'm just going to say. I know it's controversial, but they count. So I had to have the pastries and all that. Excuse me. It was actually really a good birthday breakfast. I really recommend that place. It was delicious.
We loved it before when it was the wave and they actually had the buffet type.
So, I can't wait for the buffet to come back because that was fun because you could have, like, you know, go get your Mickey waffles and you could have more than just your little $2 pastry.
And I think we're going to get back there eventually because where were we? We were trying to look for food places to eat, and there was someplace else that we saw that was back to the buffet.
And it looked like it was back to the buffet.
There was a couple of them actually when we were going through the menu. So I think we're getting back to where we're going to start getting the buffets back, which as a big fat guy, I'm all excited about
it. You're ridiculous.
Hey, with what they charge,
that's how
I get even.
Like, you can make the most of your money if you have a buffet because you can eat until you feel absolutely horrendous.
And you do that on purpose because you have to win. You have to eat more food than what they charged you for.
It's a buffet win. But anyway, it wasn't a buffet, but the food's still really good. So then we went to Magic Kingdom. And we wandered around.
It was busy.
I don't know why I thought it wouldn't be as busy because it was Super Bowl. But yeah, Magic Kingdom was packed. And it was also the cheerleading competition was in town last weekend. So there was a lot of people.
Everybody, their mother, their brother, and their cousin's sister. It was crazy. Yeah. It was just like, wow. Because I've never seen it before on her birthday that busy.
It's never been like that.
And what I noticed, since this was our first year without either the lower crowds, because of COVID for your birthday, or without fast passes, that it was really hard to get on stuff. It seemed like we were waiting forever. We actually waited in line for the mansion for what seemed like an eternity because it kept breaking down. And we were finally in the queue inside. So we're getting ready to get on the doom buggy. We're in the doom buggy. We're in that area. We're watching the carts go by and they stopped. And they're like, oh, it's down. Might come back up. Might not. We don't know. So we're standing there. We're like, we're not getting out of line. We've been here this long. We're not getting out. And then all of a sudden, they're like, you have to leave.
Yeah, then they made you leave.
Like, really? So as we're walking out, they actually gave everybody two lightning passes.
On your phone.
On your band, your phone, whatever it was. Which was nice because we got out. We went to the Punzi Potties, which, you know, are really close. Her favorite bathrooms. And then we left there, and we got right back in line because it was reopened by then. And we got right on the rock.
Yeah, they reopened it. Like, as soon as I got everybody out. They reopened it.
Like 9 minutes later, it was reopened.
Yeah, it was really strange. It's usually not like that. I've never seen it break down, them clear everybody out, and then everybody get back in line.
I know, it was kind of weird.
It was weird. So then we went to Liberty Tree for dinner. We ate all day. We ate all day.
This was 20 minutes after breakfast.
We went to Liberty Tree because it's one of our kids' favorites because they like just to eat like the mashed potatoes and mac and cheese. And, you know, when you're a picky eater and you're a basic eater like us, it's pretty easy to, it's a safe bet.
And their food is good there. It is really good. So you've got the, I can't remember the name of it, but you get like, you get turkey, you get pork tenderloin, you get
roast beef,
then you get stuffing, mashed potatoes, macaroni and cheese, green beans. It comes with salad, rolls, and then for dessert, you get the ooey gooey toffee cake with vanilla ice cream on it.
Yeah,
so
it was really good. It was, God, I feel like all we did was eat, which we basically did.
We did.
Then we went home because, again, the park was slammed.
I know she did not want to see the fireworks on her birthday, which is the first time it's ever happened.
So I'm trying to think because, like, I want to talk about because we get a staycation right after that. But, like, this, I want to talk about this whole mess, too. So I don't know if you want to tell what we did and then go back.
Well, you want to finish your birthday with, and then we'll talk about that when we get back.
All right.
In between.
We got a little bit of complaint in there. So
we left the Magic Kingdom because somebody needed to get home to watch the halftime show because we paid for it. I mean, we paid Eminem, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah,
50 Cent costs a lot to hang upside down, but we pay in Mary J. Blige, so that was a lot of our budget.
Isn't it crazy? I didn't want to stay at Magic Kingdom because it was that crowded. Again, bookmark that because we're going to get back to it. And I wanted to go home and watch the halftime show because, like I had said to you, being from Detroit and Detroit fans, like, we don't got much. The Lions are never in the Super Bowl. But we had Eminem at the halftime show, which is Detroit.
I know for a fact each one of the Lions gets two tickets to every Super Bowl.
So they get to go to the Super Bowl. They just don't get to play in.
That's the NFL policy. Every player gets two tickets to the game.
And then, you know, Matt Stafford was our quarterback. And Lions, don't, you know, let me start.
He was your quarterback.
All right. He was.
He's garbage.
Matt Stafford was in Detroit forever. And
he had no problem watching that lady fall off the thing and turn around and leave.
Stop it. What? Oh, my God. Stop.
You said I could. You told him.
I meant about other things. I'm sorry. Sorry. So, but anyway, so my whole point was that we had Stafford in the Super Bowl and we had Eminem in the halftime show, which is the closest thing that Detroit has ever gotten to as far as being in the Super Bowl.
Well, the Super Bowl's been in Detroit twice.
Okay. But what I'm saying is.
But we didn't win either of those.
You keep throwing me up. You just talk because I'm done.
No, it's fine.
No.
Go ahead.
No.
It's silence on your feet.
No, go ahead.
No.
We're waiting for you.
No. I'm done. I won't talk.
All right. Good. So anyway, so the next, and I did eat birthday cake during the Super Bowl too. So I did eat even more.
I made her a birthday cake because she prefers homemade over store-bought. You didn't tell them about the party you had the week before.
Oh, my friends gave me a party. The week before, too. Really? I had a surprise party. So, yeah, it was like birthday week. So in the spirit of continuing to celebrate, the next day was Valentine's Day, and we went to do a two-night staycation at the Riviera Resort, which is one of our favorites. And we haven't stayed at the Riviera for a couple of years since we went on a media trip.
Yeah, that was, what, 19?
Right before...
Is it 19 or 20?
20. It was right before COVID hit and like everything got shut down. So we went to the Riviera. What?
Beer Garden is one of the ones that's backed up, okay.
Oh, is it? Oh, good to know. So what did we do when we got to the Riviera?
So we got to the Riviera. We checked our room. We had the one...
Deluxe studio.
Deluxe preferred studio suite, which was really actually a lot larger than we thought it would be. because we had seen the studio suites and they seemed really small. It was no, there was no bed yet. There was only the one that pulled out of the wall. But the preferred,
so it wasn't the smallest and it wasn't the biggest. It was one of the road.
But it was the preferred deluxe studio. So we had, it has a queen size bed. It has a pull down queen size bed. And then it has, I don't know what they're called, but one of the little beds that pulls out of the wall. It's like a single.
Yeah, almost like one of those little like trundle beds that you pull out from the wall. So it's one room. There's not multiple bedrooms, but multiple people can sleep in that room. And they had like the little sink. They had a microwave. Mm-hmm. Nice bathroom.
Yeah, they had a shower. The bathroom was actually separated almost into two rooms, where one you had the shower and the sink and the mirror to get ready. Or I'm sorry, the bathtub and the sink. And then
yeah,
the other room was where you had the toilet and then you had the stand-up shower there.
Yeah.
So actually two people could get ready simultaneously because of that. And then there was a small little kitchenette, I guess you could say, with a, had a microwave, a little sink, coffee maker and such there, and a fridge.
Yes, and a fridge. Yep. So it was really nice. Perfect. And we were on the fourth floor, preferred view. So it was, it overlooked the pool, and you could see the Skyliner going and you can see all of what's going on over at Caribbean Beach Resort.
Well, you have your little balcony too, that you can walk out there and sit. It's really a nice view out there. So you can sit, like she said, you look over the pool at the Riviera, but then you see Caribbean Beach in the way, but then you see the Skyliner going back and forth,
yeah,
down to Art of Animation and down to Pop and then across to Hollywood Studios. So you can see all that from that angle.
And if you stay, we were on the fourth floor, but if you stay in a higher floor, that's where you can see like parks and stuff.
Right.
But it was still a great view. I kept telling, what is one thing I kept saying? I love this view.
I love the view.
I love the view. Like when we had to check out, the first thing I said was, I want to miss this view. And you know, it's so funny because we live here. We're 10 minutes from the Riviera and it's still that same feeling when you're leaving vacation, even if it's a staycation.
And the Riviera is just, it's
and it smells good.
It smells good. It's just a great resort. We when we got there, we were hungry at lunchtime, so we ended up going to their walk-up restaurant indoors to eat lunch.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called, but it's right next to Bar Riva. Like you can, yeah, like, which is their walk-up bar. And you can order a couple of things at Bar Riva, like the burger and the chicken sandwich. But if you want like the full menu, just go right next door.
Yeah.
And if you want a drink, you have to go out,
yeah,
next to the bar and get your drink and come back.
Come back in.
But I got the grilled chicken sandwich. It was really, really good. You got a burger?
They got a burger that first day. And they had either regular fries, Parmesan fries. It was really good food, actually. We can't complain about that at all. It was just really, really good. So we finished up, and then we had already decided, we had reservations made to go to Epcot, as we were going to go to the boardwalk for dinner that night. And that was the really cold, cold day, if you remember.
It was cold.
Really cold.
Yes. So what did we do? We went and walked around Epcot for a bit.
Epcot, walked around the world a couple of times.
It was really crowded, but we ate. I got another one of my deconstructed key lime pies, which, you know, the festival is over as of what, today? I think they're doing a live feed at 8 o'clock of the last Broadway concert series.
Yeah, it was cool. So we got her deconstructed key lime pie. I was on the hunt for the Cinderella Castle with the Golden Mickey Funko Pop. Which was not there.
Or edible. I'm talking about food, and you're like, I was talking about the Funko.
What else did we get to eat, though? Was that the only thing we got to eat there? I don't remember getting anything else.
I don't know.
I don't think we did. I know we walked into places, but we have not. The lines just, again, the lines were just incredibly long at every place. Even we walked into France Pavilion and we went to the restaurant in the back, the little walk up there with the French breads and the desserts and stuff. And even that line was almost out of that building.
Yeah, it was long. I think that's part of the reason that we didn't really eat that much or do that much, but just walk around the parks because they were so crowded.
I don't think we rode. Oh, we rode Three Caballeros. That was the only thing I think we rode that day.
And there was a line for that.
There was.
Go figure. So we were supposed to go to Trattoria Al Forno at the boardwalk. Now, when we got to the boardwalk, again, it was so flipping cold.
It was in the 40s.
And we ended up canceling our reservation because it was just too cold to stay there.
We had like an hour to go for our reservation. And we're like, there's no way we can stand out here for another hour. We even went to the Abracadabra Bar. Is that what it's called?
Abracadabra Bar, which is very expensive, by the way.
So we went there, got something to drink. And we left there, and we still had over an hour till our dinner reservation. And it was like, okay, I don't know. And I was the one to stick it out. We were going to do it. And she's like, no, I can't do it. We just got to go.
And I had a jacket on, leggings, boots, the whole thing, and I was still too cold. So I'm like, let's go.
I had shorts and a spirit jersey.
Yeah. So we left, and we decided to take, because, you know, the Skyliner runs right along Riviera. So being that we already ate at the walk-up, we decided to take the Skyliner over to, where did we go? Art of Animation?
We went to Art?
Yeah, we went to Art of Animation.
Yeah, it was Art of Animation. That's where we went for our Valentine's Day dinner.
At the food court.
I don't know. She had the Italian.
I did. I had the chicken parmesan there. And we got desserts. They had they had a 50th anniversary, like, cheesecake dome type of thing.
Which was really, it was like a raspberry cheesecake.
Raspberry cheesecake with some sort of like a caramel glaze on
it. Yeah, it was really good. Was that the only thing we got there? Or was it something else?
I don't know. I feel like we just ate a lot of sweets.
But I had the Walt's chili in a bowl there.
Yes, he had Walt's chili in a bowl.
Which was very good.
And he, what did you say? It was just like the one at Disneyland.
Just like Disneyland's chili that they have there. So it very good in the bowl. So like a sourdough bowl. So it's just very, very good chili. If you like Walt's chili, it's not really soupy. It's really thick.
Yeah, it's a thick chili. And it put like cheese on the top.
Yeah, they put cheese on there. Yeah, it was very good though. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was very good.
But that was our exciting Valentine's Day. Our food, we ate at the walk up at the hotel and the walk up at Art Animation.
Nothing too good for me.
That's right. Yeah. Next time we're going to Speedway and the $2 hot dogs.
Speedway.
Next year, we're going to take it up a notch. You can get extra mustard if you want.
I appreciate you being so kind.
Things I can do.
Then the next day, it was Studios Day. And again, packed. Like, we didn't have any dining reservations, did we?
Well, we went to breakfast first at the hotel, walk up again.
Oh, so I got to tell.
I was going to say, you forgot about that.
I did. Okay, so the walk up hotel at Riviera, or the walk up at Riviera, has a French toast bread pudding type of thing for breakfast. It looks like a big cinnamon muffin. And then when you cut it up, it's bread pudding French toast. It's kind of like what they have at Trails End. And it's got like a little vanilla sauce to go over the top with maple syrup. It is like heaven for breakfast. It was so filling, but oh my gosh, I would go back. It was so good. I'd go back to the Riviera just for that.
We had actually considered going there on Wednesday, but we had reservations somewhere else for Wednesday for breakfast. So that's why we didn't go back there. But she had that. I just had the waffles, Mickey waffles, and it was good. It was good food as usual. So then we left there, headed on the Skyliner, went over to the studios.
Yeah, but that French toast, that bread pudding is to die for.
She really liked the French toast.
It's so good. Okay, anyway, so we took the Skyliner over, and everything at the park, it was so crowded.
Crazy.
So crowded. Huge wait times.
Oh yeah, we were at the studios for a good portion of the day, and we didn't ride one thing.
We didn't,
no,
did we?
No.
We just walked.
We walked into all the stores. We walked around Galaxy's Edge for a little bit. But we honestly did not ride anything. The lines were just too, and Rise of the Resistance was down for probably 2 hours at least that we saw.
Yeah.
Which caused all the other rides to be bigger because people couldn't ride Rise, so they were riding everything else, which was causing everything to have delay. I mean, even Muppets was like 15 to 20 minutes for Muppet Vision, the wait to get on that, which is usually not that long. When there is a wait. So.
And we didn't eat anything fancy there either. We went to Pizza Rizzo.
We had the Italian name.
It's a Pizza Rizzo.
Which is really good. And they actually gave us free cupcakes there.
They did. They were giving away little like vanilla cupcakes.
Celebration cupcakes, they told us. But we're like, what are we celebrating? We didn't even know what we were celebrating, but we took them.
Was it bad?
It tastes like Twinkies.
They did. I didn't eat it because I'm not a Twinkies fan. But yeah, it tasted like Twinkies. But yeah, we just walked around aimlessly there, and then we were trying to find something to eat for dinner, and we ended up back on the boardwalk, and we went to, what is the name
is
of
it
that
Big
place?
River? Brewery? No, okay. The brewery that's over there is attached to the Boardwalk Hotel. I want to say Big River, but it could be.
I can't remember what it's called.
It was pretty good though, but again, it's just kind of casual food, nothing fancy or anything like that.
Yeah, so like the only really good food we had was breakfast food while we were there.
Right.
I did have some alcohol while we were there though at Bar Reef. So
So we got up Wednesday morning, the day of checkout, and we actually had a reservation.
Adam said Big River Grill.
Big River Grill. Thank you, Adam. So Wednesday when we got up to the checkout day, which of course we didn't want to leave because the resort's so nice, but we had a reservation for Whispering Canyon over at the Wilderness Lodge.
Yes.
Which is just awesome. But the big news that had come out Tuesday, and we actually got to talk to our waiter about, was that the mask mandate was being dropped at Walt Disney World the 13th ended up being. So when we were at breakfast, which was just awesome, and if you've never been there for skillets or anything like that, they're really good. But we were talking to the waiter, and we asked him, so if cast members are going to be able to drop their masks, which he told us they would be, as long as they were vaccinated, they could get rid of their masks, unless you were on transportation. So as long as you weren't on the buses, the monorail, or the Skyliners, you could get rid of your masks.
Yeah, and he said that the cast members at Wilderness Lodge were absolutely thrilled to get rid of those masks. They said it's just hot and hard to breathe, and you know that they were really thrilled about that. So when we put out I guess we can talk about mask mandates, and then we can go back and talk about my other complaint. So they changed it. Last Thursday was the first day at both Disney World and Disneyland where they dropped the mask mandates. You still have to use it like on the monorail, and which is okay, and the Skyliner, which is weird.
Because usually you're by yourself. I mean, later in the day when it's busier, you will usually be stuck with other people on there. But for the most part, when we rode it, it's always been us.
Yeah, and if you've ridden the Skyliner, it's very breezy in there because they have the slats open, so it's not like you're in a closed space. So I don't fully understand why the Skyliner, but okay.
I made a joke about it somewhere. We were walking through, and they're like, "Oh, I don't need a mask here, but I have to wear it there." I can't remember what it was for now.
I don't know. Was it the Skyliner?
I can't remember, but there was just some place we were. You didn't need a mask, which was kind of odd, but. Or like now, you don't have to wear a mask. So you can go on Muppet Vision and sit next to somebody and breathe on them. You don't need a mask.
Or PhilharMagic.
PhilharMagic. You don't need a mask. Or on any roller coaster, sitting right at somebody's back of their head. But you need them on the Skyliner or the monorail, where nobody should be in your personal space unless it's slammed.
I can kind of see the monorail because it is enclosed, but the Skyliner, no. They have fresh air flowing through the whole thing. Because you don't need a mask on the ferry boat. And that's fresh air. Right. So I mean, I don't fully understand. But the way I see it is, I'm just glad that we're not going to have to wear them in the stores and restaurants anymore. So
hopefully it stays this time.
Because if you recall, they dropped the mandates for a little while, and then a couple weeks later they were back, and then everybody was wearing them again. But Universal went first, like usual. Yep. They dropped the mandates, and then it's almost as if Disney's like, let's see what their reaction is over there, and then. So usually if Universal does a policy change, then we're always watching because Disney usually follows suit most of the time.
Most of the time. Usually Universal's kind of like, SeaWorld and Universal are kind of guinea pigs that will try it and see what happens. And then Disney will follow suit usually afterwards. But they didn't really wait that long between Universal.
No.
It was only a couple of days, I believe. So that's nice. And cast members were ready for it. Hopefully nothing happens again, knock on wood, or mic or whatever. Because we were here before. We were actually without masks before and then came back.
Yeah, and it's got to be easier for cast members too, because, you know, like you're out walking in the park all day, which you don't need a mask for, you're out in the fresh air. And then, like, if you're going to go into one of the stores, like, cast members, like, because you haven't had it on, and you got to remember to put your mask on to go in the store, and then you can take it off as soon as you get out of the store. And, you know, I'm glad that they changed that policy. And from what the cast members we spoke to, they felt the same.
Yeah, the waiter at Whispering Canyon made the good point, because he said because it's so loud in that restaurant already, that they have to speak a lot louder because guests can't hear what they're saying to them as far as taking an order or anything, just because the mask hinders that. So he said he was really looking forward to being able to talk freely without having that hinder.
He said it's easier to interact with the guests without a mask on, which I can fully understand.
Oh, definitely. And he was a great waiter. Their wait staff there is, I've never had a bad waiter there. They are just so much fun. And just the way they walk and they throw stuff at you.
And the Cheddar Bay biscuits are pretty good.
The Cheddar biscuits that they have were really good.
If we're going to talk about.
What's cool too is if you get the skillet, if we both get a skillet, you can share off, you get different ones, you can share off the items off each
skillet. I got the lighter skillet.
She got the healthy crap.
It wasn't even that healthy, though.
It was like chicken sausage and turkey bacon and egg whites with spinach. Mine was like the real sausage, the real bacon, eggs, biscuits and gravy, waffles.
There was bad stuff. Oh, there was a waffle on mine, and I did
one
have a
little
biscuit.
Waffle.
No.
That was the biscuits that came on mine. They didn't come with yours. Yours was all healthy.
Waffle was really good, though.
I bet it was.
Now let's talk about that.
Randy said, ask for more ketchup. They brought us ketchup in little cups.
They
didn't
brought
it
in little cups.
Yeah. So I don't know if there's something going on right now, because I did notice a while back that Heinz was not in the stores and it used to be Heinz ketchup. So I'm wondering if maybe they're going through a negotiation right now that they don't have ketchup in either the bottles or packets right now. So they do. They just bring it out in a little cup, like a dipping cup almost.
Yeah. But the way, like, they're still throwing a bunch of straws at you and, like, the different size cups and napkins and stuff. So they do. They still have, you know, all that fun going on. But I didn't see anybody with like piles of ketchup this time, which was weird. Okay.
Oh, that's right. Mine had potatoes too.
I had potatoes in mine.
So
yes, I did. So the healthy skillet did have potatoes. Were they healthy potatoes?
I don't know. They were fake potatoes.
No, they were really good.
They were styrofoam.
They're really good. Okay. So one of the things I wanted to talk about, here comes the snark. And a little bit of speculation on my part. Now, mind you, I do love Disney. It's my happy place. And I love covering media events for you, Disney. However, that being said.
Full disclaimer. These opinions are not those of the Walt Disney Corporation. But
yeah.
They are the opinions of Michelle Atwood of the Masons. Continue.
Okay. So here's the thing. Wait times. Now, the past few times we've gone to Disney, it's been obscene. Like, so friends of ours were at Disney this past weekend, and it was because it's, you know, President's Weekend, whatever. It's like, you know, longer, so a lot of locals go. But like last week, it wasn't really a holiday except for my birthday.
Which is a holiday.
But it was packed then, and then it's been, all I've seen is like wait times being over 100 minutes. That's a lot, you guys. I mean, even before COVID and before all the world fell apart, you still were able to get on rides.
Right.
And then nowadays, it seems as though, I'm trying to be very diplomatic with what I say.
The example was when we were at the studios on Tuesday. We looked at the wait times, and studios, granted, is a busier park. They don't have as many rides as Magic Kingdom, but their rides are bigger rides and such, more extreme, I guess you could say. So it was Rise of the Resistance when it was running, Smuggler's Run, The Tower, Rock and Roller Coaster, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. There was something else, and I can't remember what it was. Maybe it was Star Tours, but all those rides were over an hour wait.
Oh, yeah.
All of them. And some, actually, the one time Rise of the Resistance was over 3 hours. And I think Smuggler's Run was over 2 hours at one point. So it was just crazy in the wait times. And that's why we didn't ride anything, because we just were like, you know, we can come back another day, wasn't so busy to ride then. But if you're there on vacation, and I think this is where she was going to go with her philosophy of why she thinks, no wonder people are going to buy the Lightning Lane. Because if you're there and you get one day at every park, say, or not even a full day, you have to pick and choose what parks you're going to do, and you want to do something, you're going to pay for it. And
I feel like they're forcing you to buy the Lightning Lane at this point. Mm-hmm. We're not doing it.
No.
Because you have to, if you're vacationing and you want to be able to go on rides, yeah, I can see why you'd have to have the Lightning Lane and all that Genie Plus stuff. Because you want to be able to enjoy your week. But for, as a local, annual pass holders don't get a discount or any type of special thing for the Lightning Lane usage. So for our family to be able to use it for one day, now, in addition, we pay monthly into our annual passes, which isn't cheap. And then every time we go to the park, to spend an extra $60 just to be able to ride stuff.
And that's not even all the rides. That's not the big ride at each park. So like if you're at Magic Kingdom, that doesn't include Mine Train. If you're over at the studios, it doesn't include Rise of the Resistance. So you just paid, and if you're coming in for a week, you just paid $120 for your day. And then if you want your photos, there's another $100 bill. And if you want to everybody get on the ride while you're there, you're looking at another 15 per person. Jack, see, Jack doesn't even like it.
Jack hates it.
And then if you want to ride the big ride and the Lightning Lane doesn't work on that, you have to pay an extra whatever, because that one's
based on... They have a la carte rides that you're going to pay money for.
And it's I just don't get the... You know what? Just everything is just so much... And then you're paying for parking. Oh, also, yeah. If you're there for the day or a week or whatever, unless you're staying on property, you got to pay for your parking. And it's just like...
It wasn't so like this before dining. they installed Lightning Lane. No. Now, I'm tired. I'm going to get crabby for a second. You, like, when they had fast passes, you could go to the park. What fast passes are available? Okay, well, even if you go to Magic Kingdom, they didn't have anything, you could at least, like, I got a fast pass for Little Mermaid, which isn't a thrill ride, but it's something, you know, or Buzz Lightyear or something. You could find something in fast pass. Then the world falls apart and fast pass is gone.
You didn't need it.
And you didn't need it because everybody was in the same playing field. We're going to all, you know, wait in line. And the line time, the wait times were not that long.
The capacity of the park was much lower. Right now, they won't say it's at 100%. It's got to be at 99 then if it's not at 100%. Because it's, the park is packed. Packed.
Let me try to get my thought back again with the Lightning Lane. All right, so... Then they throw Genie Plus on the Lightning Lane, and now everything went to pot, seriously, because your standby times are, like, stupid long. When we were there last week, I said, just for the heck of it, look and see what's left if you wanted, like, Genie Plus, Lightning Lane, that whole thing. And there wasn't much left. Like, I'm not going to spend money to be able to get on, faster. But then here's another thing. Here's my conspiracy theory. Are you ready for it?
Wait for it.
It's a good one. And I'm just saying, this is my opinion, my observations. So
I need a disclaimer thing. There was a
problem. Okay, these are my opinions. So from what I have seen, because even when he said we waited in line for Mansion, it said an hour wait. It was only about a half hour. So here's my conspiracy, because I've seen other people say this online. It says over an hour to stay in standby because they want you to buy Lightning Lane. But then I feel like those wait times are inflated because you're not waiting as long. It's almost like, oh my God, like everything's over 100-minute wait. So yeah, maybe that's another tactic to get you to buy. What did you just do? This is the opinion of Michelle Atwood. Thank you. That's great.
Sorry, I had to do it. God. I forgot I spelled it all right.
I just feel that they are trying to force people to buy the Lightning Lane. And out of principle, I won't do it. I mean, I won't do it.
And I won't do it just because they keep raising our price for annual pass holders. And granted, I know we get much better deals because we're able to buy it for the year and such. But they took away photo from us, which was one of our key things that everybody enjoyed.
Because, well, I still have it online.
Right. But when your pass has to renew, we have to pay for it. It's just, they're just nickel and diming everything. And I don't know. I'm hoping Josh becomes president and CEO of the company soon. Because I have a feeling things will change for the better.
They may. I mean, and the thing is, here's another thing. Again, if you want to put you don't need to put this disclaimer up. But, okay, so everybody's complaining. A lot of people are complaining on social media and other places that, you know, that this is a bunch of crap with this Lightning Lane and how they're nickel and diming the average family and that it's getting more and more expensive and you can do, it's costing more. Ticket prices went up again last week, or was it? Yeah, last week. They're charging more and you're able to do less.
Right.
Like,
unless you're willing to spend even more.
Unless you're willing to spend even more. And then that's not even a guarantee. Like, because what if there's nothing left on your Lightning Lane? I am very disgruntled about that.
And then the other thing that we have found over probably the last couple of years, actually, not even just now, but we have found that the quick service in the parks, food, the price on that has gone up crazily, and the food is not any different. It's not that good. We found that when we're in the parks, it's better to pay for a sit-down meal and pay a little bit more and get our discount as annual pass holders.
Yeah.
Then, like, Vianopoly, if we can get a reservation for Vianopoly, we always do that because it ends up costing us, like, $50 after our discount and everything for the four of us to eat. Now, I don't know of a walk-up in Disney we can go to for four people and eat for under $50.
And it's not that good.
Vianopoly is.
Oh, Vianopoly is. The walk-ups aren't.
No, it's just, it's like something's just got to give. But it will never give because people are still willing to spend the money.
Well, that's where I was going.
Yeah.
Like, people might not be happy with the increases, but the parks are so packed. You would never know that people are unhappy because it is wall to wall, shoulder to shoulder people.
And Randy made a great point here with the screen. They said greed over magic.
It's true. And do you know the thing is, this is, it pains me to say because Disney is my happy place. It's in my soul. But this is the first time we spent my birthday at Disney that I didn't feel magical.
And it's probably the first time we didn't spend your in a long time that we didn't stay on property during your birthday.
I'd rather go home and watch Eminem in the halftime show than be at Disney, if that says anything. And I do love my Detroit roots. However, I never want to leave the park on my birthday because usually you wear your birthday button. Everything feels magical.
And the cast members still do. That was still magical. They still do. But it was funny because neither one of us is impressed with the nighttime shows at Epcot or at Magic Kingdom. We actually sat in our room at the Riviera and they actually had Happily Ever After on the TV that you could watch the whole show. And that's still on the TV, which makes me think really one day we're going to get Happily Ever After back. I really believe that for many reasons. But just that show, watching that and realizing what we lost. Just one little thing we lost.
Speaking of Happily Ever After, so my friend RJ, who was also, he's my birthday twin. I got to see my friend RJ and his wife, Victoria, at Magic Kingdom. But so RJ just left Disney. And I didn't tell you this, part of the guest survey at the end asked about, do you like the new nighttime show at Magic Kingdom better than Happily Ever After or worse or something that? But they asked, do you like it better than Happily Ever After? So the fact that they're even asking,
they're comparing it.
I really feel that, I mean, I hope I'm right. Again, just my opinion. The new show at Magic Kingdom now, nobody's talking about.
No, they're not. And Happily Ever After was talked about up until they stopped it. The reason I really believe it's coming back is when Wishes ended, there was all kinds of merchandise, final Wishes, final this, final everything. I have the shirt, final night of Wishes. I have the shirt. There was nothing like that for Happily Ever After. There was no merchandise saying that it was ending. There was no nothing, which makes me believe it's going to come back. Maybe an updated video. I don't know. Who knows what it'll be. But I honestly think eventually Happily Ever After will be back.
But I found it very interesting that they're even asking about that. And like Adam said, make sure that you fill out those surveys as honestly as possible because, you know, it's not the cast members' fault what's going on. It's way higher up the chain.
And I don't know if RJ would mind, but just something that happened to them that they told us about, and they actually saw somebody else had a problem. They looked on TikTok or Twitter or whatever. They arrived. They flew in, landed at the airport, came to Disney, get to their resort, go to check-in. Your reservation was canceled. Sorry.
And they don't know why.
They don't know why. They tried to say, well, you didn't pay. He showed them, yeah, we paid. So they're like, okay, it's canceled. What are you going to do? They made them search for another room somewhere on property for them. They didn't even help them out. And then he showed me a video of another lady who checked in the same day at the Polynesian for her 7-day vacation with her whole family. And their reservation was canceled. And they didn't find out about it until they got there.
So obviously there's a glitch somewhere in the system. Something is up. And I feel like things need to change. Because it doesn't mean I'm going to stop going because I wouldn't stop going. But I will say that we haven't gone to Disney as much, even though Ryan Passholders would pay for it every month and we live right down the road from it. It's just a matter of, it's not so much fun to go walk around when you can't do anything.
No.
And even like merchandise hasn't been that great because, you know, they don't have a lot of stuff coming in. So basically we're walking around in crowds right now. I don't know. I'm hopeful that things will get better.
I think it's funny. One of her favorite stores in Epcot is the France store. that sells all the French. The Disneyland Paris merchandise is usually in there. It's all Ratatouille.
It's all Ratatouille. It's like they don't have any new merchandise, so they lined it up with chef hats.
Chef hats and the chef jacket. And it's just so weird that how it's working. I just don't know. And they're overselling the rooms. I agree with you completely, Beth. But it's like, it used to be, if you showed up at your resort and there was something wrong with your room or whatever, Disney'd be like, you know what, this is sold out, but you know what we're going to do? We've got you a nice suite over at this hotel. We're going to have Magical Express, or we're going to have a bus take you over there right now. They finally found a place to go, and they said, can you send us over there? Because we didn't.
Like a bus.
We didn't
have
a bus or anything. They're like, no.
Call a taxi.
They said, call a taxi. So they said enough that they got a voucher for the cab ride over to the other resort. But it's like, come on. That's just, I get better customer service at Walmart than that. I mean, and Disney is supposed to be the greatest in customer service. And then you do that to somebody who's coming there on their vacation trip. Is it going to change him from coming? No. Is it going to change most people from coming? No. But it's just, if they keep doing it like this, eventually the bad service is going to be accepted. And we're going to forget the service we used to have.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel like the same as it used to. And I think it's got to be hard for cast members because, you know, it's not their fault that these are the rules and these are what they have to deal with. You know, it's almost like, you know, I always joke about shooting a messenger when it comes to me having to share bad news or unpleasant news with our audience. And I feel like cast members are almost the same.
Yep.
You know, they have to deliver these policies and rules and stuff, and it's not their fault.
No, not at all. And we don't mean anything disrespectful to Kevin.
No.
Like Adam's on here. Adam is a good friend of ours. We both love Adam to death.
And we love cast members.
And we love cast members as a whole, and I know it's not their fault. I know that those decisions are being made from somebody up the food chain who's probably not even in Florida. They're most likely in California in an office in Burbank. Rarely going to the parks, and they're just looking at the bottom line, how much money did we make today, rather than how many people did we make happy today.
Yeah, there's magic missing, and I guess I'm just hoping that something changes. And like Adam had said, make sure if you get a survey, fill that out honestly, because
yes.
I think in order for our voices to be heard, I mean, what they do with that information is what they do, but I'm hoping that that things change, because right now it doesn't feel like my Disney that I love so much. There's things lacking, and I know just reading comments, a lot of you feel the same. Like, we just want our old Disney back, and
yeah.
I don't know if it will come back. I hope so, but we'll see. And until then, we're still going to go, and we're still going to report and still do our thing. But I feel like it was – I just want to be honest with you guys, because, like, we could blow smoke and be like, oh, it's still the greatest, but it's rough right now.
And she's finally – I've been on the bandwagon for a while there. It's like, I'm tired of it. You know, I'd rather spend my money at Universal or SeaWorld, because at least there you know what you're getting, and you know there they at least care about you. You feel it there. You don't feel nothing at Disney right now. I'm sorry. I prefer the other parks, and that's why me and the boys downgraded our passes. We kept them so we could have them when we needed them, but we also didn't stay with the highest pass just because.
It's not fun to walk around in a crowd and not get to do a darn thing. The lines are long for food. The lines are long for rides. I mean, I would rather go to the mall than go, like, deal with crowds and all that. And people, because people are having maybe less of a magical time, you see tempers flare and people are irritated. You're supposed to be happy and everybody's walking shoulder to shoulder. You can't get through anywhere in the stores. It's packed and people are irritable. So I think that maybe... I don't know. Things got to change. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Yep. And it needs to. And somebody up in the food chain there needs to realize that they're upsetting their core fans. And if you upset the core fans, eventually it's going to hit the bottom numbers. And that
food
chain will have
back.
Seriously, it's not. If you bring back what we had before COVID, everybody would be happy.
Sure. Go back to what worked, because
it worked.
And all this is not working.
No.
So. Okay, because we only have a little bit of time left.
Oh.
We wanted to close with talking about our day with the Amazing Race Orlando. Man, oh man, it was rough. Let Scott like run through.
So about a month ago, a little under, we were asked if we would be a participant in the Amazing Race Orlando, which is, has anything to do with the television show on CBS, nothing to do with that. It's something that Give Kids the World created to help as a fundraiser for Give Kids the World. And they actually had one of the participants from the real show come and kind of be the MC for it while we were there, which he was fantastic. The whole event's fantastic. Justin and Rob, who kind of put the whole event together, they did a fantastic job. All the teams, there was 10 of us, 10 two-person teams. Everybody was great. We raised, they said, just over $72,000 for Give Kids a World from the 10 teams, which is, that's the most fantastic part of the whole thing, just helping those kids. We kind of went in it with the thought process of what these parents and these kids have to go through that have to use Give Kids the World. They couldn't throw anything at us that we couldn't do because of what they have to deal with emotionally and physically. So we agreed to do it. We still did not have any clue what we were getting into. We didn't watch any of the previous two seasons, so we had no idea. And then after we agreed and I told Omar, yeah, we're in, I went and I watched the video. And I saw Tim's video of him rappelling down the side of the Hyatt Regency. And I was like, oh, please don't let us do that. I don't want to do that. That's scary. So 6 a.m. we had to meet at the Hyatt Regency on Friday. And what's the first event, Michelle?
He had to scale down the Hyatt.
Roughly 300 feet. I scaled down the side, rappelled down the side of the Hyatt Regency, which is one of the biggest buildings in Central Florida. But honestly, I can say it was awesome. And I would do it today. I would do it again tomorrow. I was scared, but the crew that does the, Over the Edge is a company that comes in and they set up all the rigs and everything for people to do, and they teach you what you're doing. They were so fantastic, and they put your mind at ease, and they showed me what I had to do, and it was fantastic. And going down the side of that building, and I was focusing so much on what they said, make sure your rope is feeding right, make sure you're breathing right, make sure you don't panic. And then about halfway down, I could hear somebody yelling, "Go away! You got it, Spider-Man!" And that's what helped me, because once I started hearing that, I knew I must be getting close, and now I can hear their voices.
And I'm loud, so there should have been no.
And B, it started hitting me. It's like, oh my gosh, I've done this, and I'm almost done. So that was fantastic. So that was the first challenge. We had to first do that. So we get to the bottom, we did that. We got to remember, too, we don't have time to celebrate. We're in a race, and it's all about timing. Whoever gets done first and gets to the next one, and throughout the day. And this was like a full day of activities. So we got done with that. So I had to run back upstairs, take off my harness, get all that stuff off, run back downstairs. We got our envelope with our next challenge. Our next challenge was we had to go inside and we had to stack these little tiny copper cups. And they almost looked like a bullet without the bullet pieces in it, is what it really kind of looked like. And you had to stack these up.
With tweezers.
With these long tweezers around a presentation board that you can only go in from the side. You can see through the front, but you can only go in through the side. And you had to stack these with these long tweezers, 5 and 4, 3, 2, 1, and create a pyramid on this little tiny wood beam that was in there that just barely was wide enough. Well, we ran out of time on that one. We weren't able to get it done. She was trying to do it. She was having a hard time with it. I went to do it, and my arms were so shaking from coming down the rope that I couldn't stop shaking. I kept knocking down everything she did. So it wasn't working out. So we hit the time. It was like, fine, you know what? I don't care. We hit the Timex. It's like, grab your next thing. It says, grab an Uber. You got to run over to Aquatica. Okay, so we had to get our Uber. Uber shows up. They take us to Aquatica. We run into Aquatica, and they're like, you have to go to ROA Rapids and look for clues for whatever the next thing will be. So we're
in the Rapids early in the morning.
So we had to run to the bathroom, change into our bathing suits, run back over to the Rapids, which is their fast, lazy river, I guess you could say. But we had to run through there, and I was actually running in the water trying to get through because there was a team like ran our tail. We came in 10th, and we were already at to 9. So I was like thinking in my head, I'm like, we're going to catch up. We're going to keep doing better. So I'm running through the water, and we got through, and I'm putting all the letters together, and I kind of halfway through, I knew what they were talking about. So I was like, okay, I got it. So we just had to get through. We got through, came out there, told the judge, Riptide Racers are like, yeah, that's it. Head over there. Oh, crap. So now we have to run over to Riptide Racers, which is one of their tall water slides.
With lots of stairs.
Lots of stairs. Two people in a tube. You go down through the tubes, but a lot of stairs. Tons of stairs. Probably 7 flights of stairs. So we get over there.
Exhausting.
I grab the tube because it's at the bottom of the two-person tube. I grab it, throw it over my shoulder, and I start going upstairs. She has a bad knee, so I knew it was going to take her a little bit longer, but I'm like, I got this. Once we get up there, we're good. Get up there, put the tube in the water. They're like, stand on there to weigh yourself. Stand on there. And we were over the weight because I'm fat. I'm like, crap. So she's like, you need another tube. They don't have them up there. I had to run all the way down the stairs. I told her, just go. I ran all the way down the stairs, grabbed a tube, ran all the way back up the stairs, and took off. On that,
yeah,
to do it.
It was rough.
So doing all that, we moved again the 10th in the raising. By the time I got back there, and I was dying.
We don't really know what number.
We're not sure, but I was dying. My legs were burning. I was tired, but we did that. We got through that, got our next clue, and it's like, you're going to walk over to SeaWorld. Now, SeaWorld is across the street from Aquatica, but it's the entrance to Aquatica is
it's
here. There's a street.
It's not a short walk.
The entrance is over here. It's a 20-some minute walk. So we walk over there, and you're not allowed to run. So we had to walk. So
you can power walk.
You can power walk. So we get over to SeaWorld, we get our next clue, and they're telling us by the new icebreaker attraction, you have to go there and you have to melt something with ice with your human heat, and whatever's in there will help you with get your next clue. So we go over there, and they have these ice balls, I guess you could say, ice cube balls that we had to, they had something frozen in them. So we had to sit there and thaw these out. Now you would think ice cold. No, it actually, we were so warm that ice felt good. We were putting it on our neck, on our face, whatever was hot. And then we got our next clue. Next clue said, you're going to run to Mako and you're going to ride Mako. And then after you ride Mako, you're going to take a selfie with a real shark in the background.
Yeah, you had to take a shark selfie.
So we run over to ride Mako, which is an awesome ride. I hadn't rode it in years, but it really is a great ride. Rode Mako. Get off Mako. Run over. We find the pools where they have the sharks. I'm like, okay, pose. We took a selfie with the shark. Got the shark picture.
Then we had to go over to the sea lion area and feed sea lion without a bird stealing your fish, which a bird did steal my fish.
And you had to make sure you fed the sea lions and not the seals.
Yeah, it was just like all this. There were so many rules. Anyway,
so we did that. So we're feeding them. One bird grabbed one of hers, and she yelled at the bird.
I swore at the bird. I'm guessing they're going to edit that.
It'll be on video. Because we'll see the final thing in the fall. They'll have the whole video put together. But so she swore at the bird, but we finally, and if a bird stole, you had to get another thing of fish to feed them because you had to eat evenly. So got that done. And then we're like, that was it. So then they're like, okay, time to break for lunch. So we broke for lunch. And after lunch, it was like, okay, meet at the front of the park, first three teams, whatever, you leave at your time. Well, the next clue had you going to this address to this Nona Adventure Park, which we had never heard of. It was like a 30-minute car ride that we did. Oh, no, wait, no, I take that back. It wasn't like Nona yet. The next one was taking you to the Museum of Illusion at Icon Park. That was the next one. So we had to leave SeaWorld, take an Uber over to Icon Park, which is where the wheel is, if you know the area.
Yes.
So we went over there. And the Museum of Illusion, which we had never heard of, took the place of what used to be skeletons over there. And you go in there, and it's all these really cool picture setups where you stand here, take the picture, and it forms something really cool. I think you posted a couple of pictures of it. Have you not? Or no?
Yes.
Online. So we had to go in there. There was six photos when we walked in that we had to recreate all six of those photos. But you couldn't take a picture of the photo.
You do it by memory.
So you had to look at a picture, and I mean down to how your arm, if your fingers were out or if they were up or whatever. You had to create it exact. So that took a long time. Plus, it was open to the public, so there was a lot of people in there.
Yes.
Plus, the 10 teams were in there, and we're trying to figure out this. So it took a while. We finally got through it. Took us three tries, but finally we got all the pictures done the right way. Leave the picture, and they're like, okay, now you have to go find this clue. So we found that clue, go over to this other area, ran into a friend of ours who runs the things, and we had to choose between the Star Flyer Swing, I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
Which she calls the Death Swing.
I call it the Death Swing.
Big swing up in the air. Or the Drop Tower, which is the world's largest drop tower, 430 feet. We're scared to death of both of them. I don't like either of those type of rides. She don't like either, but we got to choose one or the other. So I said to my friend John, I'm like, John, which one's worse? And he goes, if you get motion sickness, do not do the swing, do the other one. Okay, can handle this drop tower. We've done drop towers. Cedar Point, we've done them before. Go over to the drop tower. Run over there, get on it, get in our seats. Starts rising up. Now, granted, 430 feet takes forever, and it's taller than the eye. It's taller than the slingshot. It's taller than anything else in the area. Great view. Once you get up there, they spin you all the way around the city twice. So you see everything twice, kind of a slow spin. Really great view. Well, then they put us, we get to our spot, and it stops. Well, while we're sitting there, we didn't realize this. The cart kind of tilts forward just a little bit. So now you're a little bit facing the ground. Very scary. Had no idea that was coming. That's when the eyes got closed. And then all of a sudden, you drop 72 miles an hour, 350 feet. You drop.
No, over 400 feet, isn't it?
Well, no, he said you drop for 350 and then slowly brings you down for the final 80 feet or whatever it was. But this one, as soon as they hit the release, everybody in the whole area had to hear her. No doubt. We got to the bottom, our cameraman and our judge are both laughing because they heard her screaming all the way down. So we get to the bottom. We got our clue, though. We did it. We conquered that ride. Got our clue. Now we had to go to Nona Adventure Park, which is about 30 minutes away. Get over there. Get there. We have two choices. We can either kneeboard through their course, or we can do their blow-up obstacle course, which is kind of like the show Wipeout, if you ever watched Wipeout. Kind of like that. Well, it's built in this man-made lake, which is nasty.
it was like fish water.
Fish water. She don't like fish. She don't like the dirty water. She don't like any of that. I was like, I don't care, just get me in there. So we chose the that over the knee boarding, because if you've never done knee boarding before, they said it's very difficult.
And the water's freezing.
And the water was freezing. So we were over there, we're doing this thing. And the thing was, you had to go through this obstacle course. If you fell off, you had to get back on and start over. You could fall off three times. If you fell off the fourth time, then you had to sacrifice, walk away, and you had to take a time penalty. So we're doing this, we're going through it, we're about halfway through it, and all of a sudden we got to climb certain things, and she's just sliding right back down. And come to find out, because she put lotion on her body, her skin, when it got wet, was too slippery on the plastic. So we're standing out there, and I'm so proud of her, because she wanted to give up. I wouldn't let her give up. I told her, you're going to do this, you're going to be great, just relax. I said, calm down for a minute. Let's calm down, we'll get through this. I ended up taking off my life jacket, pulled off my t-shirt, gave her my t-shirt to keep under her knees, and she was able to, because my shirt's so big, because I'm big, she was able to put it there, climb up to a certain area, move the shirt, climb to another area.
Because my legs were and my feet were so slippery from the lotion, I kept sliding off and sliding off and sliding off. It was terrible. And I actually, got towards the end, I actually sat there and I cried. I'm hoping that the drone didn't pick up some of our conversation or me crying.
I heard that they caught the team in front of us, because they actually, somebody had face planted on one of the things and somebody else did something wrong. We didn't do anything like that. So
I couldn't get any traction, and I was like crying. And by the time like I got through, I just didn't want to fall off into that nasty water.
But the best part of all that is, so if you get all the way through the course, the last part of the course is a slide into the nasty water.
And it's the only way to get out. And so I got out of there. It took us forever. I was like, my feet were sliding so bad that my toenail polish came right off my toes. So my feet still hurt. I have bruised toes. I have bruised knees I couldn't get off that thing. We walked to the dressing room to change, and I sat there and cried because I was so frustrated.
Yeah, and her towel, and mind you, we had already done one water challenge at Aquatica, so all of our gear was soaking wet. So our bathing suits were wet, our towels were wet. We had just used them a couple hours earlier, so we're trying to put that stuff on to do it the first time, but then take it off again soaking wet and put it away. Granted, we had to carry that stuff around with us all day also, or do our almost running.
It was hard, you guys.
So we get done with that, and then this is almost rush hour time, and Ubers are nowhere to be found. So we're in the middle of
they make you Uber to everything. You can't drive yourself,
right? So we're sitting there, our Uber took forever to get there, finally gets there, takes us to the next destination, which ended up being a Tijuana Flats.
Yeah.
Which we got there. We'll come to find out, because the Ubers were running late, so many teams were late that they decided to give everybody a pass on that challenge. We didn't have to do that challenge.
So we got to eat chips and salsa late.
But that challenge was a hot sauce challenge to identify the 12 sauces or whatever it was they have at Tijuana Flats, which one matched up with the name, which I could have done, but it was too late. So we can't do that. So then our next one, I can't tell you guys. So the next two, we can't say anything about, and we can't tell you who won. But it was a long day. It was a tiring day. I will forever remember the day, because I thought it was fantastic. I think it was just so much of a fun day. It was a true endurance test to see what we could and couldn't
do. Just to see what you could do. It was like, I didn't think we could accomplish all of that. And I still, like, we're still paying for it. Like, we're still sore and tired. But you know what? Give Kids the World is such a great organization. It was worth all the bumps and bruises and soreness, because, like you said, that event raised over $72,000 for Give Kids the World.
And the best part is we made our goal. Our goal was $2,500. And thanks to you, a lot of you guys, we did hit our goal. So we appreciate that, because they didn't think we would, because we came in so late.
Because we came in so late. Now, these people have been raising funds since the fall. And we made our goal in a matter of 3 weeks. So thank you
Thank you guys for everybody that gave. Thank you so much. But even if you didn't give, if you were praying for us, giving us good thoughts or just encouragement, that all helped to get us through it. So it was well worth it. If they asked me today to do next year, I would do it in a heartbeat. Would you?
Oh, maybe. Everything still hurts right now. So, I probably would now that I know what to expect, but it was really a test of endurance, and not like physically and mentally, the whole thing. But again, Give Kids the World is wonderful. So I'm really proud of us for doing that.
It was awesome. From rappelling, which became something I actually enjoyed doing, to just running. I ran through SeaWorld. It was funny because they're like, oh, you can look at the maps. I'm like, no, I know where I'm going. I just took off like a bullet. I was like walking as fast as I could to get back to where we had to be for SeaWorld and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was well worth it. I'm so appreciative that we were even asked to be a part of it.
Yeah, the fact that we were asked to participate was pretty cool. So a big shout out to Give Kids the World. And it was a day that we will not forget.
That's for sure.
As for sure. And I also wanted to, before we close up, I feel a little remiss because I felt like very like crabby about the everything that was happening at Disney last week. Again, I just wanted to reiterate, this is coming from an annual pass holder standpoint, to where, you know, we can go a couple times a week if we want to. So I didn't want to make it sound like I was angry at Disney or, you know, totally disgruntled. I'm just saying, being that we live here and we go all the time, you really see a change in the past few months since they implemented like these new policies and things. And it doesn't mean I don't love Disney. It doesn't mean that it's still not my happy place and all those things. It's just, I wish that they could take into consideration a lot of what guest feedback is, because I think that there is room for improvement, or even maybe sometimes when things aren't broke, don't fix them. And like, if we go back to the way things did, I don't know. But the whole thing is that I do Disney for a living. I'm going to the Star Cruiser on Thursday. Actually, we have the local news coming here for an interview tomorrow about Star Cruiser. So again, I do love Disney and everything. It's just been a little bit busy and rough is all. From an annual pass holder standpoint, yeah, that lives here. If I lived out of state, I might feel differently. It's different when you're vacationing as opposed to when you live here. So I just wanted to throw that out there. So,
and I know I wanted to mention, I've had a few people ask me about the jersey. So this is the new Captain Dick jersey I made. Look, it's got his sparrow on the one sleeve. The Jolly Roger on the back of it is sparrow with 03. I believe is what I did. 03.
For 03, yeah.
And then it's got the Captain C written in the pirate font. Actually, and then Jack, if you can see it, Captain Jack. So this will be a new jersey we're going to be launching on Lost Princess, or on Lost Princess Apparel
and Pop Culture Jerseys, which is actually the same thing.
So the meetup for March is still scheduled for March 12th. Is that correct?
March 12th at House of Blues, and we will have information pretty soon for Live on Location.
Yes, yeah, so you guys are going to be excited about the next Live on Location. So
yeah, it's coming. Yeah.
We're working on the date, but we have the venue, and it's exciting.
It is exciting, so stay tuned. And we went over, like I had a feeling.
We did, but not too bad. Only 7 minutes so far, so it's not too bad.
All right, you guys. So thank you so much for tuning in. I know it was a lot to cram into an hour. I don't know what else. I'm so tired.
But thank you guys so much for watching. Keep watching us on the feeds. Like Michelle said, the news will be here tomorrow. So once we have that and know what time that'll show, we will definitely put out something so you guys can see. It's Wesh.
Yeah, Wesh News will be here tomorrow.
Be here tomorrow. And then like she said, on Thursday, she is going to see the Star Cruiser, but we don't know anything more than if she's going to be able to show stuff that day or what. We've just been told that she's going to get to tour the Star
Cruiser. But if you can watch my social media, in the next few days, but Thursday I get to actually go to the new all-inclusive resort. So
I just want the lightsaber.
He does a lightsaber.
I just want the lightsaber. So,
stay tuned for more. And thank you so much for watching, and have a great week ahead, and we will see you real soon.
Yep, see you guys.